Queensland's Palaszczuk government hands down its budget today, and along with bread and butter issues like more air conditioning for schools, income from the mining sector will be a key focus. The state government has promised to freeze coal royalties for 3 years if resources companies agree to tip $70 million into a $100 million regional infrastructure fund. This is a voluntary agreement, according to the state's treasurer. But last month, the LNP opposition referred that offer to the state's Crime and Corruption Commission, saying this could be seen as an act of extortion against the miners. Ian McFarlane is the chief executive of the Queensland Resources Council. Ian McFarlane, welcome back to Breakfast.
Nice to be with you, Fran.
This is a voluntary offer that the treasurer, Jackie Trad, is putting to the resources sector, asking the companies to tip in $70 million into a $100 million regional infrastructure fund. Have the mining companies decided to join that infrastructure fund, Ian McFarlane?
Well, we have agreed to negotiate the whole offer. And in terms of the infrastructure fund, obviously any decision on that is subject to the CCC, Crime and Corruption Commission, hearing, and that is ongoing. The reality is, though, that mining companies already contribute some $225 million a year, separate to royalties, direct into local communities. So this fund would be on top of that. And the other complication that's arisen since the Treasurer announced the fund is that the local mayors in some areas are not happy about the structure and corporate governance of the fund. So there are a lot of issues to work through on it. The industry is working in good faith with the Treasurer's office, and we assume we'll continue those discussions once the budget's announced.
Okay. The referral from the opposition of this offer to put in place a three-year ban on royalty increases if the mining companies do voluntarily agree to contribute $70 million, it's been referred to the Crime and Corruption Commission. Did you regard that offer from the Treasurer as an act of extortion?
Look, we're not going to make any comment in regard to that matter. It's obviously a case before the CCC, and out of respect to the Crime and Corruption Commission, whilst we have got some internal legal advice as to whether or not we can continue the negotiations with the Treasurer, we'll make no public comment on the matter.
All right, but the government has promised already there will not be a rise in coal royalties in the state budget today, regardless of whether you join the new regional fund.
And nor should there be, Fran. The government will collect in this current financial year $1 billion in coal royalty taxes more than they predicted this time last year. So the industry is actually going to give them some $5.4 billion in royalty taxes, double what we were contributing 5 years ago. And there is no argument for increasing royalties either in coal, in gas, or in minerals. This government is doing extraordinarily well out of the resource industry. We're pleased to see that money distributed to the Queenslanders who it belongs to. That is all Queenslanders. But we think that we're paying sufficient taxes, and in reality, we would like to see the freeze extended to the end of the next government's term.
Okay. I mean, I suppose, of course, and I say this with respect, the industry would think they're paying sufficient taxes, but the royalty rate hasn't increased in 7 years. Is it fair enough for a government to look at this every time to say, well, is now the time to increase? I mean, taxes do go up.
Well, it's always a case of being competitive with other states. New South Wales is a very large coal state, and our rates in Queensland are double that of New South Wales. If you look at our gas rates, they're on a par with other states. And the reality is, Fran, that you can't just keep going back to the golden goose every time you need more money. This industry, as I say, is paying double what it was 5 years ago. The percentage rates increase that were introduced by the previous LNP government were astronomical in comparison to other states. Our industry has swallowed that. We've taken that on the chest, and we're paying, as I say, double what we were 5 years ago and double what they are in New South Wales. So I think our industry is doing our bit. As I say, on top of that, we're supplying money direct back into the community in local community grants. We're also, of course, supporting local businesses and supplying 316,000 jobs across Queensland. So in terms of our industry, we're the ones who are out there doing it, and we're even leading the pack in terms of Indigenous employment.
So I'll come back to that in a minute because there's no doubt mining companies do contribute, but just in terms of a direct comparison, which is the better deal for the mining companies, increased royalties or investing $70 million into this regional infrastructure fund?
Well, we don't see it as a deal, and if the Treasurer, as she has asked, wants the industry to contribute more money into communities, then we're happy to have that discussion. We'll have a separate discussion about royalties. We are major contributors to communities, whether they're the gas communities of Western Queensland around Rover and Chinchilla, or the mining communities around Murrumbah and Emerald. But we are doing a lot there already. We're happy to do more. Communities in the bush are doing it tough, but they also need to get a fair share of the money that the resource industry is contributing to the coffers in Brisbane. And not all of that money is being distributed fairly back into the regions. We want to see that change as well.
Isn't that the value of this fund? This is described as a regional infrastructure fund, so it's a bit akin to, I suppose, what WA had, you know, royalties for regions. It's in direct response, as I understand it, to a lot of the damage done to infrastructure because of, cyclones and, you know, terrible weather conditions. I mean, are you happy at least that this is a pot of money that is earmarked for regional infrastructure? Which mining companies benefit from as well, and mining communities.
And that's why we're having the discussion. But as I say, in the meantime, we've had mayors coming to our offices complaining about the structure and operation of this fund. I've had a deputy mayor visit my home in Toowoomba on the weekend saying that this doesn't mean anything for them. They need to be confident about the process. No one is confident that if the money goes into a state government fund, even if it's separate to our normal Treasury coffers, that it's going to be handed out evenly and non-politically. They are all the issues we've got to resolve, Fran. We, as I said right at the start, in principle, we are happy to put more money back into the community. We're doing that now, and we're happy to do more while the industry is in good shape. But let's have a proper negotiation. This has come out of the blue. The mayors aren't happy with it. We need to make sure that if it is for regional communities support it.
It's 13 past 8. Our guest is Ian McFarlane. Ian McFarlane is the Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council. It's reported that some players in the resource sector believe this new fund that's being proposed is specifically tailored to target thermal coal. And the suggestion is, or the suspicion is, as I understand it, that the 7% royalty for thermal coal, or for coal under $100 a tonne, and most of that's thermal coal, that could be increased. That could go up to 10%. Do you believe that thermal coal is in the sights of the government?
No, I don't. Because everything the Premier said to me, and I had a 50-minute meeting with her last Tuesday behind closed doors, and I have to say it was an amicable and constructive meeting. She said that she wants to see the industry contribute to this fund if it's cleared by the CCC, and provided, an assurance that coal and all other minerals and gas will be frozen for the next 12 months, and we'll have a discussion about how long that freeze lasts. The reality is that this fund has got nothing to do with royalty rates, and the royalty rates on thermal coal, there's been no suggestion that this fund only be linked to thermal coal companies. It's fanciful for someone to suggest that. The reality is that it's for all miners in Queensland to contribute on a voluntary basis as much as they see fit for them to do. That's the proposal as it was put to us by Treasurer Jackie Trad.
Talking of thermal coal brings us inevitably to Adani, and a decision on approving the groundwater management plan for Adani's Carmichael coal mine is due by Thursday this week. Now, it's been, you know, much argued, it's been very controversial, the final major approval needed. This is the final major approval needed for this project to go ahead. Are you happy with the attitude of the Palaszczuk government here? It seems to be pushing for this process to be resolved. And do you believe the government and the Treasurer when it says that, you know, we back the resources industry?
Well, we're happy that this process has now gone back to the science and the facts, and that the politics and politicians have been taken out of that process.
Well, some would say the politics have come back into it and has gone away from the science, and the Premier's directly signalling it wants this done.
Well, the industry wants this project to proceed if the science stacks up. That's the bottom line. We operate under the strictest environmental standards in the world in Queensland. We operate under the strictest rehabilitation standards in the world, and that's not my point of view. That's the Treasurer, Jackie Trad's speech in the House last year when she passed the legislation in relation to rehabilitation. We want this project to proceed if the science stacks up. Now, if the politicians stay out of the way and the scientists are allowed to have their say and it's a tick, well, that's good news for everyone because the environment's protected and we'll get the thousands of jobs in Queensland. So let's wait and see what happens there. But on all projects going forward from here, friend, the lesson is keep the politics out of it. The moment you weaponise development of projects for jobs, then science and sense are the first casualties. So going forward, we want just the scientists to make these decisions.
And Ian McFarlane, just finally, as we've been talking, a lot of texts coming in from listeners, a lot of them pointing out, well, let me tell you a couple of them. McFarlane seems to think the mining industry owns the resources in the ground. Another one says that the royalties are not taxes, they're payments for actual resources which the mining companies are mining. Another one talks about the golden goose. This one says the golden goose is Australia. Mining is just collecting the eggs and trashing the nest. What's your response when you hear that kind of commentary coming from a community? And it's quite broad-based by the, if it's any reflection of the number of texts I'm getting.
It's broad-based amongst your listeners.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot of people. It's not just one person saying this.
I'm happy to respond to the first one. We've said right from day one that the minerals in the ground belong to the Queensland people and they should be developed in the best interests of the Queensland people. Now, it's ironic that Queensland now has to supply gas to New South Wales and Victoria along with electricity generated from thermal coal, because those states aren't prepared to develop their people's resources, their gas in the ground, their coal in the ground. But to the point about royalties, and whether you call them a tax or whether you call them a payment, I don't care. The fact of the matter is that when we take those minerals out of the ground, we create billions and billions, in fact, some $60 billion worth of exports for Queensland. We create thousands and hundreds of thousands of jobs, and we pay the people of Queensland double what is paid in New South Wales for the same resource. Now, fair's fair. That's all I say. Give us a fair go. We're happy to keep driving the economy. We're happy to keep growing Indigenous employment. We're happy to keep supporting regional communities. But don't choke us by taking money from regional Queensland and spending it in Brisbane.
Ian McFarlane, thanks very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, friend.
Ian McFarlane is the Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council.